Okay.
1928年冬天，D.H. 劳伦斯在佛罗伦萨郊外的一栋别墅里写下了小说《查泰兰夫人的情人》。
In the winter of 1928, D.H. Lawrence wrote the novel The Lover in a villa outside Florence.
当时劳伦斯已被诊断出患有肺结核。
Lawrence was also diagnosed with tuberculosis at that time.
在他生命最后几年。
In the last few years of his life,
他和小说女主人公康妮的丈夫一样。
He was like the husband of a female protagonist in a novel who resisted
患有阳痿,
suffering from erectile dysfunction,
失去了性能力,
lost sexual ability.
劳伦斯自称,
Lawrence claimed,
这是一部充满阳具崇拜的小说。
This is a novel full of phallic worship.
但写得很好。
But it's written well.
而且充满希望。
And full of hope.
真正的充满希望。
Truly hopeful.
我们现在能读到这部小说。
We can now read this novel.
真要感到庆幸。
Just when I was relieved.
当初。
Initially.
他因过于愤世嫉俗的性描写而被英国。
He was banned from writing sexually explicit material in the UK due to his overly cynical and bitter portrayal of sex.
美国
United States
印度
India
日本和加拿大等多个国家下架禁售
Canada and other countries have banned the sale of products from Japan.
直到1960年10月
Until October 1960,
老贝利刑事法院审理之后
after the trial at the Old Bailey,
企鹅出版社才出版了首个未删节版。
Penguin Books has just published the first unexpurgated version.
检察官琼斯说
Prosecutor Jones said,
如果我阅读时勃起了
if I read, my breasts are erect.
我们就起诉。
We will sue.
于是他起诉了。他在庭上问陪审团。
So he sued, asking the jury in court.
这是一本你们愿意让自己的儿女、自己的妻子或仆人阅读的书吗
？Is this a book that you would be willing to have your children, wife or servants read?
话音刚落，就爆发出一阵哄堂大笑。
As soon as the words were spoken, a burst of laughter erupted.
英国早已不是维多利亚时代，普通的工薪阶层。
When the nation is no longer the ordinary working class of the Victorian era,
根本雇不起仆人。
I can't afford to hire a servant.
检察官高高在上的阶级傲慢。
The prosecutor's arrogance and superiority,
一时传为笑柄。
One is a laughing stock.
对这部小说的第一次审判。
The first trial of this novel
其实发生在日本。
Actually, it happened in Japan.
1951年
1951
这部小说的日文版卖出了15万册。
This novel's Japanese version sold 15,000 copies.
出版商随即被罚款25万日元。
The publisher was subsequently fined 250,000 yen.
第二次审判发生在美国。
The second trial took place in the United States.
当时
，At that time,
邮政总局拒绝邮寄这部小说。局长亚瑟·萨默菲尔德说
，The postal service refused to mail this novel. Director Arthur Samfield said,
任何道德标准正常的美国人。都会认为这本书是极其淫秽的。
Any normal American with a moral standard would consider this book extremely obscene.
好在最终联邦法官做出判决。
Fortunately, the federal judge finally made a ruling.
不仅勒令邮局立刻放行。
Not only did they order the post office to immediately release it.
更彻底终结了。
Completely finished.
美国邮政总局长达半个世纪的图书。
The United States Postal Service has been publishing books for half a century.
审查特权。
Review privileges.
在举世瞩目的大辩论中
In the momentous debate,
出版商组建了一个豪华的证人团
The publisher assembled a luxurious group of witnesses.
其中包括英国武力起居的主教他出庭作证时
This includes the testimony of a British bishop who was on trial.
不仅认为这本书没有任何道德问题
Not only does the book have no ethical problems,
还说出了一句名垂千古的话。
He also said a famous phrase that would be remembered for generations.
主教说
The priest said,
在劳伦斯笔下，男女主角之间的性爱描写，其神圣程度。
In Lawrence's portrayal of the sexual relationship between male and female protagonists,Its sacredness,
不亚于基督徒领受圣餐的过程
No less than the process of receiving communion by Christians.
它展示了人类肉体与精神的高度合一
He demonstrated the close unity between the human body and the spirit.
这一言论立即在宗教界引发轩然大波
This statement immediately caused a stir in the religious community.
气得坎特伯雷大主教直跺脚。
The Archbishop of Canterbury was furious and stomped his feet.
那么查泰莱夫人的情人讲了一个什么故事呢
？What story did the tale of Tsar Alexei's mistress tell？
一位名叫克里福德·查泰莱的贵族
，A nobleman named Clifford Chadley，
新婚不久后就在一战中负伤
，Injured in a battle shortly after getting married。
导致下半身永久瘫痪
causes permanent paralysis of the lower body
战后
after the war
查泰莱将精力转向了工业经营
Chadley focused his energy on industrial operations
他逐渐变得冷酷
he gradually became cold-blooded
崇尚智力和机械化的物质
embraced intelligence and mechanized material Success
在精神与肉体的双重估计中
In the dual estimation of mind and body
查泰莱年轻的夫人康妮邂逅了新来的索林人梅勒斯梅勒斯健康强壮出身工人阶级
The young woman Connie from Chadley met the new man Melis a strong and healthy worker from Solon
虽然举止孤傲
Although aloof in demeanor
却有着独特的思想
However, it has a unique idea
他重新唤醒了康妮的身体
He revived Corning's body
使康妮感受到了真正的爱
Made Corning feel real love
以及久违的自由和生命的激情
And the long-awaited freedom and passion of life
劳伦斯将两人塑造成亚当和夏娃
Lawrence portrayed the two as Adam and Eve
但她自己与那位受伤的丈夫颇有共鸣。
But she herself had a strong sense of empathy for the injured husband.
英国人向来喜欢嘲笑被戴绿帽的丈夫。
British people have always liked to ridicule their husbands who were cheated on.
但对美国人来说
，But for Americans，
富有却瘫痪的爵士
，The rich and disabled Jasmine。
而非一贫如洗却性欲旺盛的索林员
Instead of a poor but sexually active guardian
才是书中真正的英雄
The real heroes of Sushu
毕竟美国是在一位坐着轮椅的总统的领导下
After all, the United States was under the leadership of a president sitting on an armchair
赢得了第二次世界大战
Won the Second World War